Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 11th of March, The Secret Place of His Tabernacle. The house of God, which is the church and the place of the ladder, is the temple of Christ's body. This context of fellowship is in fact the secret place of prayer. King David wrote, "One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle," meaning his dwelling place. "He shall hide me, he shall set me high upon a rock." The secret place of the Lord's tabernacle is where we are being built on Christ, the rock. As part of the Bride of Christ, which is the New Jerusalem established on Mount Zion, we say to him, "O my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the cliff, or stairs, or we could say ladder, let me see your face, let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely." We see that a person who is established in the secret place is one who is receiving and walking in the light of the word that proceeds from the face of Christ. When Jesus directed us to go into our room, shut the door, and pray to our Father who is in the secret place, he was highlighting that prayer is first in the secret place of the ladder. It is a corporate expression that belongs to those who are being built on Christ as part of his body, the church, by hearing, receiving, and walking in the light of the word that proceeds from his face through the ministry of his angelos messengers. If the corporate fellowship of prayer is not our first orientation and participation, we are unable to pray individually by the Spirit, for he is the Spirit of fellowship. The references used in today's devotions are Psalm 27 verses 4 and 5, Song of Solomon chapter 2 verse 14, Matthew chapter 6 verse 6, and Philippians chapter 2 verse 1. For further study, Psalm 27.